October 4th, 1917. The pains and the blood of Jesus run after man to heal him and save him. This morning, my always lovable Jesus transported me outside of myself. And he was in my arms, with his face so very close to mine, kissing me very softly, as if he did not want me to perceive it. But after he repeated his kisses, I could not contain myself from requiting him with my kisses. But while I was kissing him, the thought came to me of kissing his most holy lips and try to suckle the bitternesses that he contained. Who knows? Jesus might surrender. Said and done. I kissed him, and I tried to suckle, but nothing would come out. I prayed him to pour his bitternesses into me, and again I suckled with more strength, but nothing. It seemed that my Jesus suffered from the efforts I was making over him. And after I repeated with ardor for the third time, I felt the breath of Jesus, most bitter, coming into me, and I saw something hard across the throat of Jesus, which could not come out, and prevented the bitternesses that he contained from coming out, so that he might pour them into me. And my afflicted Jesus, almost crying, told me, my daughter, resign yourself. Don't you see what hardness man has put into me with sin, which prevents me from sharing my bitternesses with one who loves me? Ah, don't you remember when, in the past, I would tell you, let me do, otherwise man will reach the point of doing so much evil as to exhaust evil itself, not knowing what more evil to do. And you did not want me to strike man, and man became worse and worse. He has accumulated so much pus within himself that not even the war managed to make this pus come out. War did not knock man down. On the contrary, it made him grow bolder. The revolution will make him furious. Misery will make him despair and give himself prey to crime. All this will serve in some way to make the rot which man contains come out. And then, my goodness, not indirectly through creatures, but directly from heaven, will strike man. And these chastisements will be like beneficial dew descending from heaven, which will kill man. And he, touched by my hand, will recognize himself, will wake up from the sleep of sin, and will recognize his Creator. Therefore, daughter, pray that everything may be for the good of man. Jesus remained with his bitterness, and I remained afflicted because I was unable to relieve Jesus. I could just feel his bitter breath, and I found myself inside myself. But I felt restless. The words of Jesus tormented me. I could see the terrible future before my mind. And Jesus, to calm me, came back, and almost to distract me, told me, how much love, how much love. See, as I suffered and pain remained in me, I would say, my pain, go, run, run, go in search of man. Help him. And may my pains be the strength of his. As I shed my blood, I would say to each drop, run, run, save man for me. And if he is dead, give him life, but divine life. And if he escapes, run after him, besiege him from all sides, confound him with love until he surrenders. As the wounds were forming in my body under the scourges, I repeated, my wounds do not remain with me, but but go in search of man. And if you find him wounded by sin, place yourselves as seal in order to heal him. So, everything I did and said, everything I placed around man to put him in safety. You too, for love of me, do not keep anything for yourself, but let everything run after man to save him. And I will regard you as another me.